Wow, what a weekend we just had. It was nice. It was warm. It was sunny. We got some rain and things are greening up. It definitely looks and feels like spring out there. We mentioned we'd be checking in with our friends from NVRH and joining us. We have Julie Hall and Dr. Kimberly Schaefer. I'll get it out here. Kimberly is new to the NVRH staff, and we're going to talk about the importance of our hearing. Good morning, gals.
Julie, last year when we had a talk, we talked about some of the common things out there that a lot of our listeners might not consider a threat to their hearing. I mean, there are things that are more apparent than others. How would you like to start off our conversation this morning?
Well, I want to let Kimberly start off because she wasn't with us last year, and we want to talk a little bit about May, and here she is.
All right. Come on in, Kimberly. How are we doing?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I got coffee.
There you go. So May is Better Hearing and Speech Month, and as a doctor of audiology, we want to make aware just with the community how much your hearing is important to you.
Well, I know in my industry, it's very, very, very important, but it's nothing to take lightly, is it?
No, and in the last couple of years, what a lot of research has shown is that the ears are really important for the rest of the body, too. There's studies out there that show that when you have hearing loss, it can be contributed to a lot of different things, diabetes, memory loss, and we just want to make people aware of the fact that they should be getting their hearing tested on a regular basis after the age of 55.
Well, can I jump in and just throw out another suggestion here, too?
Yeah.
We hear an awful lot about people that aren't cleaning their ears enough, and you know, you don't necessarily have to hold out for, like, an ear flushing. You just need to stay up on that personal hygiene aspect, too, right?
Well, actually, I'm gonna respectfully disagree with you.
No, that's fine. That's what these conversations are about. Thank you.
So the ears are actually self-cleaning. A trivia question is there's only one place in the body where the skin grows outwards in one direction, and that's the ear. So you actually don't need to clean your ears on a regular basis. Q-tips are a four-letter word for us. They're bad. So when we talk about ear cleaning, what we talk about is just on the outside of the ear, clean them in the shower, no big deal. If you have wax buildup, if you have things like that, that's what our department here at NVRH is for, and let us look in your ear.
Well, I'm glad that you corrected us on that, because that has been a common belief of mine, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners. Thank you, and the respectfully disagreeing. Absolutely allowable. That's why we do this.
Exactly. So wax is actually healthy for your ears. It actually cleans your ears out. Again, another fun fact, ear wax is actually an insect repellent. So that's why insects don't go into our ears. So, you know, it's a best thing to not do anything to your ears until either Julie or I or the ENTs at NVRH or your regular doctor says, yep, we got to do something about it.
That is great to hear. No, I'm glad I learned something today. I'm going to have to adjust my hat next time I put it on, Kimberly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And before we switch over to Julie here, Kimberly, is there anything else that you'd like to leave our listeners with here?
So the one thing is I've moved up to the region recently. I've lived in New England all my life. But one thing that I've found is that a lot of people in the area – really don't understand what we do and how we do it. We are a good practice. We're a great team for audiology, hearing specialists, and just hearing services. So if you have any concerns from the outside of your ear in, that's what we're here for, and that's what we love to do.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Now, Julie, we're going to come back. Last year, we were talking about lawnmowers and weed whackers and stuff, and I was just doing my weather observation out here in the Public Works Department for Linden is mowing Bandstand Park. Obviously, it's protocol for them to wear hearing aids, but if I remember right, our conversation last year was, what, 4 decibels is the level that causes damage to the ear, or is it lower than that?
No, we talk about something up to 90 decibels at 8 hours, and that can be where things really get damaged. When you go up to 95, now we're looking at you can only be in that sound for 4 hours. It's split in half. So when somebody's mowing a lawn, which is taking over, you know, an hour to 2 hours, you really want to make sure that you're wearing hearing protection, because that constant sound is, you know, it's detrimental to your hearing.
Well, and it's very similar for those who, and we've got a lot of factories around here, too, with heavy machinery. A lot of them, and not just encourage, but make it part of their protocol to wear some kind of hearing protection as well.
Absolutely. I think that it's the law, to be honest with you. OSHA requires it. And if, you know, people are struggling with finding a hearing protection that works for them, you know, some people can't get them in correctly because of the shape of the ear. We do custom hearing protection here in the office, and that's really fun because they get to come in, meet us, pick out colors and all sorts of stuff. And those are custom made for their ears. So there's no problems when you're putting it in, because hearing protection only works as well as it's in your ear. And if you don't get it in right, it's not working right.
Well, like glasses, they, you know, they're not a one fixes everything, right?
Right.
Now, Julie, that's for hearing protection. What about hearing restoration? How can folks, you know, get their hearing back, like hearing aids and those kind of things?
Well, hearing aids are, you know, the best thing in the world, to be honest, if you ask me. So if you need hearing aids, or if you even just want to talk about them, coming into our office and meeting with either myself or Kimberly, we would just love to talk to you about the different options available. I know that hearing aids have a lot of bad stigma in the past. They're no longer that anymore. They're small, they're discreet, and they definitely work. I have a lot of patients that have come in and say, boy, I love my hearing aids. And we, you know, we strive to make sure that people are saying that more and more. Hearing the birds, hearing your family, that's an important part of social activity. And it also is your brain activity, which we want to keep going as long as possible, and avoiding dementia and things like that further down the road.
And I'm sure, Kimberly, you'll agree here. And I just want to share really quick here. My father is a very proud man. Okay. And there's a bit of vanity when somebody has to take the step and say, well, I guess I've got to address my hearing issues. It was about a year, year and a half ago that my dad finally broke down, and he wears hearing aids right now. And he's not afraid to say, you know, I thought it meant that I was a lesser man, but boy, it's really improved his life. Do you hear this a lot?
Absolutely. You know, my mother, when I was in school 22 years ago, my mother was the first person that I ever tested. And it took her 10 years for me to finally say, Mom, it's time. You have to do this now. And so, you know, she's been in hearing aids for 10 years. And we were talking on the phone the other day, and she just said, you know, I'm really excited about the fact that I can talk on the phone with you. I can have conversations. She was Bluetoothing from her hearing aids into her phone. And I just reminded her, well, you know, Mom, when I was a little kid, well, not little kid, but you know, going through my doctorate degree, and she was the first person I tested, I said, you were so farther from saying, I want this and I need to do this. And now she says, when can I get another set of hearing aids? So.
Well, I think the fact that you mentioned technology has stepped up with Bluetooth to help out with that, I think that that speaks volumes of the science behind this. Folks, Julie and Kimberly with us from NVRH. Gals, if they want to check in with you to get more information or schedule, how can they do that?
They can give us a call. The number here is 802-748-5126. We do require a referral for an audio appointment, which means that you would get a hearing test. But if they had questions prior to that, they can just give us a call, and we'd be happy to chat to anyone.
All right. I want to make sure I heard this right, okay? I want to make sure I get the number written down. 1-802-748-5126.
You got it, Jeff.
Perfect.
Gals, thanks for checking in with us here. We hope you enjoy this nice warm weather that's coming up, and we look forward to another chat, okay?
Thanks, Jeff. Have a great day.
Yes, we will. All right, folks, again, more information at nvrh.org. And don't forget the portal at nvrh.org. We're headed up to news, sports, your weather forecast, and more on Magic 104.5.